July 3rd, 2016. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
I get the third doing it. I can't help it. It's the root and the third because this horn is built on 12.
For Pedro show, not in Pedro, but yeah, I am in Pedro, but not at Brother Matt's. I'm at my path, but not man alone, because with me, special guest Josh Hayden.
Hello.
Made the hell ride. Not a lot of traffic on the freeway, he said, but up in your parts.
Yeah.
Started the show. Ravi Coltrane found some practice tapes. His pop did. With Eric Dolphy. And I got a hold of him. That's what we heard.
Oh, wow.
1963, a prac tape with... and I also a little spiel.
Wow.
We're talking. I think it's overtones. We're trying to get that sheets of sound thing. So you make these trippy chords, and there's another overtone over him. You get another chord of... it's very interesting, the stuff they were exploring. And then In My Hour, Spain. Brand new album. Carolina. The tune is In My Hour.
Yeah.
But talk about that tune.
Like a lot of the, most of the songs are country music, influenced and themed. And I think In My Hour is probably the most country song. But I didn't want it to be too formulaic, so I put at the end something that might not usually show up in a country song. It's about it's kind of like a environmental comment about global warming, specifically about Los Angeles, and how I think I was listening to the news and they were saying how the land is so dry that once it does rain, the land is like a sponge and causes even more problems.
Sure.
So I pushed it to the limit and imagined the palm trees collapsing after the rain and the houses in Hollywood Hills
sliding
down.
Or here in Pedro.
Pedro.
Point Furman.
Yeah.
One part we got, it's called Sunken City. It happened in the 30s and stuff. But, last year, or 2 years ago, part of the road fell, Paseo del Mar.
Wow.
Just too soaked, just from rain.
Wow.
So that's when we had a little bit of rain.
It happens.
Interesting, because when I think of Spain, I don't think of topical stuff. Your songs seem so personal. But then you got a personal perspective on this topic.
Yeah.
So it isn't just a newspaper, something you heard on the news.
Well, I remember when I was a kid growing up on the West Side, it would rain for like 3 or 4 days straight.
Yeah.
And I would be outside playing in the rain as a kid. And somewhere along the line, it stopped raining. And, you know, people forget that L.A. used to have a lot of rain, you know, in the 70s. And
there was that song, Albert Hammond? It never rains.
Oh, yeah.
It never rains. It pours.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, this new album, Carolina. You did it mainly with another cat who plays on the record, right?
Yeah.
Because Spain kind of went through some changes.
Right.
Since
we last spoke. Yeah.
Hey, that's okay. The only thing permanent is change. So this cat, he plays everything.
Yeah.
Right? He's side mice and a lot of dudes.
Kenny Lyon.
Kenny Lyon. Okay.
And he's amazing. I would say.
How'd you meet him?
I met him through our mutual friend Merlo, who played on the first three Spain records in the 90s. And I'm good friends with Merlo still, and I always go to him for musical advice and personnel advice if I'm looking for people to play with in the group. And Merlo recommended Kenny, and it worked out really well.
And you did it at his pad? He's got a studio in his pad?
He has a real simple, bare bones, yet very highly effective studio and in his apartment. And I would say, you know...
it's by MacArthur Park?
Yeah, in the Gaylord building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where, like, I don't know...
famous.
Lauren Bacall used to live there or something, you know, in the 40s. And so I would say, like, I really think there should be pedal steel on this song. And he would say, I have a pedal steel. It's under my bed. I have to get it. And then, like, all this junk comes out of under his bed.
You
like
put them together, right?
Yeah.
they're amazing instruments.
Yeah.
And to play them, because I talked to Nels about lap steel. He said, that's nothing like a pedal.
Yeah, it's nothing. And
So he puts it together.
He doesn't know how to play it. He just had one. So he took some time to figure out a part for the song. And, I think he would admit it's not played the way a pedal steel player would play it, but it's still pedal steel, and it's, you know, it's the way he would play it.
Yeah, which is, in a way, kind of neat, personal, yeah. Right? Because he's all over this record.
Yeah.
This makes this Spain record much different than the other ones, in the feel, I got a sense of. We're going to play this tune for you, because this album, in a way, is for your pop.
Yeah.
That's the first recording you did since.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost him. So what about this tune? Is it for him?
I think when I was writing it, I didn't know who I was writing it for.
Yeah.
But in retrospect, as with everything I do, I look back and I see why I wrote it. It is towards my dad, and just like many of the songs are.
Yeah.
So, but it's also for everybody, you know, for the reason why I make music and the reason why I go on tour and play my music for people.
Yeah. Happens. Let's listen.
Now I work all day and all you.
Just trees of my mind start to lose their leaves. I'm transported to the scene of a tragedy. The scene of a tragedy. I forget to breathe and the fallen leaves stop listening to me.
Miss Tina Weymouth, Talking Heads. Everything I think about her, I think about a space heater. My youthful idea of romance was just to stand on a corner, watch the monkeys dance. And my idea of a good time was, I give you a nickel and you give me back a dime, you know. I like machines. I like the way they do it. You know what I mean? I like machines, I like the way they leave you alone and they do it so clean, because I belong to the blank generation. I can take it or leave it. I belong to the blank generation. I can take it or leave it. Generation, I can take it or leave it alone.
Truth, it doesn't matter.
Watch for Pedro Show. For you, Spain, brand new. Then bass solo from Dreamkeeper live. Your pop, Charlie Hayden. Then your sister Rachel's got a new album.
Yeah.
Rachel Hayden with I Wander Streets. Brand new album from Mr. Tom Tobacco, Memory Girl. Sleep Forever Sleep, Hellbeans out of England. In fact, all these, I think these are all Brighton bands. Stumbling Block from Immolato Tomatoes. Daskinci 4 with Broken Legs. Messing Around from the Sticks. Birds and Bees from King Alfred, Man of Leisure. Terrible stumble talk here. And Mr. Susan, Moog Replica Loop Steps Part 2. I think that's London. Lemon Kittens, This Kind of Dying. That's from my old collection I found again. Late 70s, early 80s. Very Be Careful, Playas Marinas. Got to play with them at El Cid a couple weeks ago. Great band. You will fall in love with accordion again.
Wow.
You see Very Be Careful. Yeah, this is called Vallenato style, Columbia folk kind of thing. It's beautiful. Peter Laughter and Don Harvey doing Dekel Blank Generation. Oh, ahead of that was Negative Example. That's Bucky Pope, Tar Babies with Alternative Universe. Paper Teague, brand new Mood Trials from France. Getting back to Carolina. Did you have a concept in mind? This idea of sticking to the one genre.
Yeah.
I hate that word, but whatever, styly. That's a better word. But as far as the material, you obviously, you're thinking your pop.
Right.
He had to have. But, you know, on the other Spain records, right, you would play these things for him.
Yeah.
For, you know, advice, right? Well,
yeah.
Is this good enough, Pop?
Right, exactly.
Not changing.
He was always the first person I would play the new songs, the demos, and whatever.
Oh, you mean even before you commit them?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just a trippy thing to do. You know, when I did my first opera, I was thinking of my pop a lot. But I still wanted the record to have its own life.
Mm-hmm.
I never ran a tune past my pop. In fact, I don't think I was ever in a room where my sister said he heard some up in Fresno, or Clovis, near Fresno. Man, isn't it trippy? Like, you just want him back so you can, like, redo things.
Yeah.
And, it gets me to thinking that way. Who's the drummer?
The Danny Frankel. I'm
that's,
sure.
That's who. That's who I thought, because he told me he was recording with you.
Yeah.
And I know Danny's from D.C., but he's been here for years. Played with Lou Reed. Played with all kinds of cats. Knows a lot of the desert people.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree people.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? How'd you guys...
Oh, I've known him for years, friends with him for a long time, and always hoping to be able to work with him on a project. And after the last record was released, Sergeant Place, in 2014, and that's the same time I met Kenny, because I needed a band to play the songs live. And I asked Danny, and Danny happened to be free, so we did those shows with Danny and Kenny, and Petra, my sister, played on a lot of those shows. And another friend of mine, Daryl Goldfarb, played on those shows, and that's when the unit for Carolina first
to make an act.
Yeah, to. Was
you know he has a solo record. Have you ever heard it? Something about Jupiter. All the songs are about Jupiter, I think. It's a trip. Danny's quite a creative and grooving drummer, man.
He studied with Paul Motion. So.
And your sister Pat, she got to make it out.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah, at least.
He was, yeah, a drummer, man. Cancer got him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, I didn't know Danny learned from him. Wow. That's amazing. But he's a lot of, I don't know why it didn't come to my mind, but I would like to do a project with him.
Yeah, me too. I want to do, we should do a project with Danny Frankel, two bass and drums.
Yeah, that would
just
be great.
Free,
right.
Improvised.
Yeah, oh yeah, just flow. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, got Casahanzo here and Pedro, my second man organ.
Okay.
So for free.
Wow.
You can just do. That's
cool.
Why me and him have been investing a lot in there to make it happen thing.
Oh, wow.
Because all this other time, always having to drive 30 miles north or something.
Yeah.
So in Pedro now, we can do Pedro music. So.
Wow, congratulations.
And,
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Casahanzo.
Okay.
And there's a drum set set up and everything.
Wow.
We just go in and start wailing on it. I talked to Daddy about it. I know he'd be up for it.
Yeah, I know.
He's always been kind of putting things out there. He's a sweet guy. He's got a good heart. Great cat. When you did the demos for this, Man Alone, and then you brought it to them?
Yeah. I had about 100 songs and over 2 years. And
Jesus.
I had to...
Yeah, cut them down.
I had to...
Call the herd.
I have a very good process that I've developed over the years of recording, over the past 20-plus years. And I'm always writing songs, and I always have ideas. But when it comes time to write the record, I have to kind of whittle it down to... My thing is, I know I'm going to throw 2 songs out. So my goal is to always have 14 songs for a record, and then I throw 2 of those away, and I record 12, and I throw 2 of those away, and then I'll have 10 songs.
Okay.
That's how it usually works, so that's what I did.
We're at the end of the first hour, July 3rd, 2016, Dishwap Peter Show special guest, Josh Hayden. Hold tight for hour 2. July 3rd, 2016, second hour, Watford Pedro Show.
Long ago, there was a place we would go to celebrate. This was when we were kids. Down the hill, across the bridge, into the sand, beneath the ridge, just below PCH. Stumbling all the way, stumbling all the way. Our sheets and stuffed our beds with dirty clothes and helmet heads. We snuck out the window. After we got to the beach, we were out of the reach. We dug holes to keep warm. We burn the time, we burn the time. After all, those were the times. I'd give anything to go back and stare into her eyes. Mm-hmm. went by, I grew up. My heart was ready, my head was stuck. I ran away as far as I could. There was a girl I left behind, I'll never forget. Caroline, cast aside, I never told her why. I watched her cry. I watched her cry. When I finally moved back, I drove to that street up at the top where we used to meet. I looked out from the edge of the cliff. I thought of the ways I could pretend, but the days would never end. Now they're gone and I'm standing here looking down, looking down. After all, those were the times. I'd give anything to go back and stare.
train car. I keep on walking steady. I'm wondering where you are. I hear the freight train wheels. I hear the freight train car. I keep on walking steady. I'm hoping to grab you up. And ride a little now. And ride a little down. Ride a little now. Just ride a little now. Just ride a little now.
Thank you. Liquid is written in this language of life, sundown for days with ways to like it. So we go round and round, we have the gold in our mouth, dump sewage in the water, driving around with no cause for our brains because holographic people are there. Their dimples are merely going insane. Wah-wah, every time I go outside and my TV be blaring, inside my face I feel like all the records of yesterday are just floating in space before us. This time, we aren't insane. Bup-up, bup-up, bup-up. When we go down to the river, the sea, that fringe, wetness placed in front of me like Dr. Seuss or setting dinosaurs free, like we're partying with guitars in the safety zone. Meanwhile, my baby shop, Alula. Yeah, we're Ankh naked. Oh yeah, outer space aliens are coming. They got ray guns inside of your cell phones. As you answer calls from the galaxy nebula, talk goes straight to your cerebellum. Every time we go to the market, ones and zeros, ones and zeros, ones and zeros. You gotta surf it, then park it. The markets are braying on you, la-di-da-di-da, and you like it. You're a sheep-flavored popsicle. So it goes on and on, just like the salmon spawn, swarms in the river of life. We never step in the same splash twice, but somehow we always make the same mistakes over and over and over. And this song is about the being to be shined. Shout, turn to the left. Eyes have no idea what they're gonna see. Sometimes it's splashed in the cone squad, or maybe 11 afterdraft virtues under our radar. Watered, delivered with evil-thatched clever lovers, crashing off spasms of mashed-up hues and bastards of crass truths, all a-creaming. What limits the limelight from humming in hymns or skying on vertical vortexes of slippery sexes? Parlaying a power from within. We are going insane. Beer bubapa floating in space before us. Wearing jets and jumps boots without fossils, without forests. Where the hell are we going this time? Well, to the ebony exterior inebriation. Diurnal trials of compassion weaving outside every line. Warmed trails and paths were shown, wandering aloof but also for fun. Fizzing goggles bubble away bears, focusing rubber apertures on bugaboos of boss and swollen hair. Windblown, still intact we ponder, possibly to wish away the dream. Lip-locking seers may conjure whatever silly wills they can achieve. Ever forgiving intentional drowning by immolation or chemical fogs, decades of desire leave one owing. No weather their misdeeds cannot clog. Our uplifting shall be automatic as truth, for honor is the bluest color we can show.
Live from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Station 2 from New Spain out, Carolina.
Yeah.
What about Station 2?
Well, I actually have never written such a personal song that was, that everything was factual and took, happened in a certain place where I grew up as a teenager, and
it's like a docu-tune.
I've never done some of, a lot of the Spain songs are personal, but they've never been so specific, and I always thought that if I wrote a song about something that happened to me and I put a place in it, like Pacific Coast Highway, for example, I always thought, like, people wouldn't relate to that because not everyone grew up on the west side of L.A. and, sure, and you know, walked over the bridge over PCH to go to the beach. And for this record, I kind of threw that away, that idea away, and just said, I'm just going to write about things that happened to me specifically, yeah, and I'm not going to care what other people think. All so... Right.
I'm in.
I don't know. I think it was, looking back, it was a bad idea not to get so personal in my lyrics. So I'm glad I decided to push through it. Yeah, exactly.
Happened. Freight Train, Duo Decibel System. After that, Give Up the Ghost, Lester Bangs and the Delinquents. Mr. Bangs used to run this magazine called Cream.
Yeah.
Richard Meltzer wrote it. Big effect on me and D. Boom. We were teenagers. There wasn't zines.
I remember Cream.
Yeah, there wasn't zines. I mean, you didn't know about shit.
Yeah.
And the other things were so square, you know.
I used to read Cream as a kid in the public library that they had in our town.
Tavern library. Yeah. I've had dudes on the shows that said they got records from the library.
Yeah.
Skip. Heller, the guitar man, I think, told me he...
Well, Falling James was one of the clerks at our library, so maybe that's where it came from.
Falling James.
I remember.
Yeah, I think he's still writing for the Weekly.
Yeah.
And then Steve McKay and Radon Ensemble with Tunnel Diner. Brother Steve. Requiem for a Western Manga, Ruido. M.M., Brazilian Cats, great musicians. Chris Kroger, beautiful poem. Dimples Are Going Insane Before Us. And Softest out of Vancouver with Minor Meltdown. Oh, Sean. Starry Night.
Yeah.
When I saw that title, I thought of Don McLean.
Oh, okay.
He has a song about Vincent.
Oh. All right, right, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe it's called Vincent, but the chorus is starting.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a different take.
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to be connected to
Do you know this
Bango.
Tune I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I think it was on the radio.
I do.
It's not as big as American Pie, but it was out there.
Yeah.
I think he just, like, domestic violence or something, had a marriage split up, no?
Yeah,
not to get all tabloid, but he seemed like the most calm guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Another guy I read about was Don Fagen, the Dan,
right?
Piano man.
Yeah.
Whose wife? Drummer man. Levon Helm beating her up. These guys, they don't seem like guys. We gotta get together, even if you look all wimpy and sing all peaceful. Yeah. Live that way, please, with your partners.
Yeah, really.
So, enlighten me about Starry Night.
That was a song where I that was one of those ideas I had, one of my 100 song ideas, and I had the chord progressions. And
now, people, you didn't hear because you're off air, but Josh told me he had 100 tunes getting ready for this record in the last 2 years. He's been writing it. Some are sketches, and some are all developed, but he pairs them down, and he gets them down to 14, and he throws two of them out. Then when he gets down to record them and get them done, he throws two of those out, so the album's left with the 10.
Yeah.
It's a great process. So this is one of the hunters.
Yeah, and speaking of, well, it's not really about domestic violence, but it's about a song about the humanity of relationships and how two people who love each other can stay together through problems that our society has defined as being problems. So it's it was another song where I wanted to get a little more specific about the issue, which was the boyfriend or the husband the wife gets home, or the girlfriend, and finds her husband in bed with another woman, and then there's a big fight, a big argument, not a fist fight, but an argument, and then the husband or boyfriend storms out, and the girlfriend stays home and is alone on the couch, and then the boyfriend starts texting her, and then at the end of the song, it's pretty apparent they're gonna work things
patch
out.
It up.
Yeah. So that's kind of like maybe a universal symbol for struggle, for the human struggle of the human condition, I guess.
Two struggles, two humans.
Two humans, yeah.
Let's listen.
The pain she felt when she came home and found he wasn't all alone. The pain, it was too much for one to bear. She cried out and yelled at him, how could you have let her in? My love's only for you, and you don't care. He took off after the fight and drove into the starry night. There was nowhere else that he could go. What he did wasn't fair, but he could never go back there. To show a weakness he could not control, stars shine so bright, moon glows a light after the snow. Stars shining down, what do they say? What do they know? Woke up on the couch, stretched her arms and thought about. She knew soon he would be coming back. He woke up inside his car. Didn't drive it very far. He remembered what she'd said to him. Stars shine so bright, moon glows a light. snow. Stars shining down, what do they say? What do they know?
buskers out. When the tourists are here, it's all right when them tourists are here. But after they've gone, you best disappear. Tell me, am I making myself clear? We're throwing the buskers out. Yeah, we're throwing all them. Buskers, I, whoa, yeah.
Pop Pedro Show, that was Starry Night, Spain. Then Ptolemy for B.B. King. P.K. Dwyer throwing the buskers out, and Joe Bouchard doing a B.O.C. song. Well, he was a bass player, and Patti Smith wrote these words, Career of Evil, which I always thought was so... Actually, the riff is from a... It's on the third album, and the riff's from a song off the first album. They recycled... I guess you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know, 40 years later, Joe's recycling. I think his brother Albert wrote it with Patti Smith. Which tune came out the easiest? As far as, like, delivering in the studio.
That's a... tough question. Maybe Lorelei.
Lorelei.
Only because it's so short. It's very simple.
Yeah. Was there a lot of takes?
No.
So all the tunes kind of came. Was there a big crack? Did you do them one at a time?
Yeah, we did them one at a time. There were a few songs where we scrapped them and started over because the tempo was too fast or too slow.
Okay.
Most of them were actually the whole process was really easy.
Kenny can play like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and Hugh also had a lot of great suggestions.
Yeah, right. Because he helped produce it.
Yeah, he produced it, and
okay.
Kind of editing the songs and
sure.
And making them more, maybe shortening them a little bit or like making suggestions on the lyrics. So,
Danny, it was
a joy and so fun to record this record. It was like the easiest thing I've ever done as a recording musician.
Wow.
Yeah.
Respect. We come to the end of the second hour, 2016, July 3, Dish and Wap Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour 3. July 3, 2016, it's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
Tennessee, you brought me up. You brought me up. You brought me up. Can it be she brought me down? She brought me down. She brought me down. I'm a child of history, and I see, and I see. '75 was the year we really tried. She wanted to settle down. I'm a fool. I stayed around. Then the McAllisters came in. They took our land. They took our land. Mrs. McAllister, she said, here's my bed. Here's my bed.
painting by a dark field, shapes seen to rise and fall. In and out of the darkness, uncut stubble yields a phantom shape that slides away again. My dreams, blobs of an ocean, skittering through my mind, emerging and disappearing again, in and out with the good and the bad, trying to gain perspective from them. Just a fleeting chance you have as you awaken into the day, just like going by things in the field, trying to look at and stay on the road. What images I capture in my mind, I try to reconcile with reality, trying to get some good out of the sim. Out of the some visions are purely ugly, old traumas brought reeling back, but I try to look on the good side, getting life out of that chance before everything melts away again. I want to know what is in those fields, but I will never really get the chance. Always there is some place to go. It's nice to ponder them once in a while.
Watch out for the claw. Now and now and now. I needed something from you. Only saw you when I needed something from you. I would beg you, I'd beg you to lose. I would beg you, I'd beg you to prove. Did-a-da-da, did-a-da-da-da. They will come, slap you like no other. Said you were the dark side of me.
I fail. grooving. My steps got steep and scary. My reflection grew strangely hairy. Sure, I had died. Day and night I cried. Tried to write it down, but once I came around, I fail, 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 I fail.
Thank you. bury me not in the deep, deep sleep. The words came low and mourn for me from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his cabin couch. The clothes of death, wasting pine to over his brow. Death faded slowly past and now. The land bomb love home when I gathered round to see him die. Oh, bury me not in the deep, deep sea, where the billowing shroud will swell over me, where no light will break in the dark cold wave, and the sun will rest upon my grave. It matters not, I have oft been told, where the body shall lie when the heart is cold. Yet grant, oh, grant this boon to me, oh, bury me not in the deep, deep sea. For in fancy I've listed the well-known words of three wild winds and the songs of the birds. I have thought of home, of cot and bower, and scenes that I loved in a childhood's hour. I even hope to be laid when I died in the church out there on a green hillside, by the homes of my father my grave should be. Oh, bury me not in the deep, deep sea. My death slumbers be where a mother's prayer and a sister's tear shall be mingled there. Be sweet before the heart's throb is over. To no one its fountain shall gush no more. To those it so fondly young will come to plant the first flower of spring on my tomb. Let me lie where those loved ones weep over me. Oh, bury me not in the deep, deep sea. There is another whose tears will be shed for him who lay in an ocean bed. In hours that it pains me to think of now, she twined those locks and kissed his brow. Hair she is weak, shall the serpent hiss? Brow she is fresh, shall the cold wave kiss? For the sake of the bright one waits for me. Oh, bury me not in the deep, deep sea. She has been in my dreams, her voice fell there. They know me to his dying prayer. They have lowered him low over the vessel's side. Above him is closed the dark cold tide. Where to dip light wings, the seabird rests. Where they dip billows bound, winds born free. There and there, winds born free. There and there, deep.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the third hour with Tennessee from Spain.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
That's another very country-influenced song that doesn't necessarily follow the country music, the traditional country music parameters and... you know, having it's more of a droney song. It doesn't have a chorus and a verse chorus bridge and then key change or whatever. And it's the lyrics are another kind of psychosexual character study, but set in the 1870, 1875 kind of homesteading era, and I got the idea from a John Wayne short when in the beginning of film or whatever. I think it might have even been a silent film. A typical Western film plot, which is the innocent people trying to settle the land or super nice people, and then the land baron tries to, because realizes they're on like a plot of gold and does steal their land and sets fire to their house or whatever, and then John Wayne comes in and saves the day and everything's fine. Only at the end of this, there's karma involved because of karma and the land baron, the robber baron, or whatever you want to call him, his wife. He tries to steal the land from this guy. The land baron's wife sleeps with the guy he stole the land from.
Okay.
And then you fast forward four generations, and now you have it gets confusing, but now you have the son, or the great great grandson of the homesteader and the great great grandson of the land baron, and they're still duking it out from that one action.
Sure.
Stealing it's the land has the ramifications over time.
Yeah. Tennessee was split pretty bad in the Civil War.
Yeah.
So they didn't go all the way in, about two-thirds, and about a third wanted to stay.
Right.
And so it got mean.
Yeah.
Also, Nathan Bedford Forrest, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. But, I was just in Memphis. I saw a statue of that clown. They still got him on a horse.
Wow.
But I also got to record in... Sam Phillips' studio, Tom Falco. That was that was very bitch. We heard Just Faith with Abel after that. Joe Brewer, Jack Bruce's cousin, Distant Forms poem. Jad Fair, Hi-Fi Club, Cap Michigan with Sunshine out of France. Jad, though, from I think D.C. Half Japanese with his brother. While I'm High, King Harvest in the Wait. That's York. Part of England. I Fail, Dick Deluxe, Buddy, Brother Steve. Disappointed Kichwa, that's Koya out of Belgrade with Zagonia Krednya. Cut, You Kill Me First, I play the bass on that. These guys are Bologna. It's not Bologna, guys. It's Bologna. And actually, that's Martadella. It's a kind of... My Italian friend's going to kick. We're all having fun. I'm going to tour with them this fall. Over
great.
Here, under my Nile.
Cool.
Buried at Sea, A Moment's Thought. That's Dan in Toledo. Fourth Unknown Instructors, George Hurley on the drums, Jay Maskus on guitar.
Wow.
Myself on bass, and I'm doing poems. One Last Look.
Yeah.
I'm going to play that.
Since
it's going to be the final music for the edition. So I thought.
Oh, good. Nice. Nice segue
okay.
there. I wanted to pick some songs that were focused on history, on American history, because I thought it was so focused on country music. I should have some songs focused on American history. And this was one I had to do a little research on. I knew about it, but I just didn't know all the facts. But the song is about the Farmington mine disaster of 1968, which basically, before this, the mining companies were in, or the Senate, the U.S. government was in the pockets of the mining companies. And finally, there was... I don't know what it was about this particular this disaster or tragedy, but after this happened, the government passed laws and regulations governing the mining industry better.
Yeah, well, probably the working people said enough's enough.
Yeah.
Let's listen. Rustling brook
ghost and sword. Get the living out of my demon. Tomorrow. Who are you gonna count on? Move to me! I can't fucking focus on the burning of my side. Who you gonna count on? Stand on my feet when I'm sitting in the street. God, you know, come on, mom. Who do you love? Go to me!
One Last Look, Spain. Andre Williams, brand new, Morning After Blues. The Happies with 9 to 5. Blow Time Away from the Freaks. Mailman with Little Debbie. One of the kids in that band came up to me. Kurt Schellenbach, a guy from Nip Drivers, gave me this their music. And I was playing it, and this young guy comes to me. Mike Watt, thanks for playing our music. Well,
that's cool.
Yeah, totally. And then finally, hey, for Miles. So, yeah, that's kind of topical, too, One Last Look. But, yeah, the idea of humanity. you were saying the human condition.
Yeah.
What's it like to be alive? And how do we live with each other?
Yeah.
Just two, or the whole group, or the company, shift, the work shift. You've been playing this.
Yeah.
Right? You just did some gigs.
Yeah, we toured for a month in Europe. Before that, we had a residency in L.A. at the Love Song Bar downtown.
Wow.
And then it's in the Regent Theater that they kind of redid the theater, and
okay.
they redid the bar in the front.
Yeah.
So we were doing a residency there with Kenny and Danny and some friends too who would stop by and sit in. Petra played. John Sullivan played. And then we, me and Kenny and Kenny's friend Ivan did a tour for a month in Europe, which we just got back from last week,
yeah.
which was really a lot of fun. Great shows. And now we're going to resume the residency at the Love Song Bar that starts August 2nd, I think, every Tuesday of...
August.
Every Tuesday in August. And we have some more other shows.
But what about plans for U.S. tour?
That's hard. Even in the 90s, we weren't able to tour without label support.
Right.
And this was in the days when labels would give bands
tour
money
support.
To tour tour support.
Watt never took it, but I know
I had to. And I've been thinking about it a lot lately because of the first Vane record, Blue Moods, which... caused a lot of label interest in the band, to say the least. And with it was so bad that I couldn't record and I couldn't tour for 3 years because of the disagreements between record labels that I had signed to. And I feel like I was, you know, so young back then,
yeah,
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what the answers were. And you know, I needed to grow up a little bit, but in retrospect, you know, I should have just not listened to the labels and really tried to develop the audience in Los Angeles. And I think that if I had made the audience really strong and constant, and kind of like predictable, where every gig we were having a certain amount of people showing up, then I could tell the venues in San Francisco or
sure.
Portland or Seattle, like, this is what's happening. I think it would have been a lot easier to
put
tour and not need label support.
Okay.
So the idea now is I'm 48 and I feel like I'm 28 now. So I'm
right.
going back to when I was 28. I'm starting over again in the States, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to build a base here in LA and you know, let it blossom from there.
Okay. Good plan. Never too late.
We'll see.
To be, 28 again.
We'll see what happens. The shows are great. It's like there's a lot of improvisation. We played in Nantes, France, a few weeks ago, and they had these flyers around town that they described us indie pop, slowcore, Americana, free jazz, and that's exactly what we do. So, you know, you hear these songs on the new record, and it's country, but then when we play them live, it's completely expanded to something that can't be defined, and it.
Good.
You know, the audience, people in the audience would come up to me and say, I just drove 500 kilometers to see you, or we saw you in Brussels and now we're seeing you in Antwerp. And hopefully, you know, the excitement and the unpredictability and musical dangerousness of the gigs will attract audiences who want to feel something more than what they're being fed on radio or, you know, yeah, commercial
yeah.
media.
Well, man, we need cats doing stuff like that. So charge hard, Josh.
All right, thanks
so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Really bitching the new album, and Kenny and Danny and all your aid and abettors. Much respect.
Thank you.
It's been July 3, 2016 edition of Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.